The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Stock take sale on now, in store and online. petersofkensington.com.au.
Let's go to Adam in London. What's this business about the Elton John bomb plotter?
A British jihadist, a guy by the name of Haron Syed. He's been jailed for life, so he'll do at least 16 years, although quite how that's life, I have no idea. But anyway, he's been jailed for life, technically. For planning a major bomb attack in London, he'd begun to source a suicide bomb and a machine gun. At one stage, he had a contact who was, as it turned out, an undercover MI5 officer, and he was trying to work out how to put nails in the bomb. And indeed, last year, his brother was jailed for life for plotting to behead someone. This guy, though, was thinking of carrying out an attack on what would have been a packed Oxford Street or an Elton John concert in Hyde Park last September. And Saeed's online activity included a search for packed places in London, quote. So he got caught, thankfully. And do you know what? There are a number of these now. That's 18 plots foiled in 4 years. And thankfully, this guy did not join that litany of London Bridge and the Manchester
Arena. No, but I mean, the brother jailed for life as well, was he not, for plotting an Islamic-inspired Remembrance Day Sunday attack.
That's it.
Holy Nelly. Both of them. Oh, dear. I don't think they should be put in jail, quite frankly, where they can radicalise everybody else. They should have some kind of confined area with fences about 1,000 feet high and leave them there. Eh?
I know what you're saying.
Eh? Tell us about this railway station.
Well, this is very sweet because they've had a little ceremony for this place. It is the definition of middle of nowhere. Not quite Timbuktu, but middle of Wales, anyway. The lovely-sounding Sugarloaf Halt in Powys in Wales. They've got a new visitor's book as part of this little ceremony they've had. They want to, quote, capture some of the love for the little station. It is officially Britain's quietest railway station. So they've got this new visitor's book. They'll work out it'll take 25 years to fill it because, on average, 3 people a day get on or off at Sugarloaf, despite the fact that dozens of trains go through it. It'll be a slow...
How do you spell this place?
Sorry, say again?
How do you spell this place?
Oh, Sugarloaf Halt, as in sugar, loaf and halt.
Now, let me tell you, I rode a horse 4 miles to a railway siding to go to school when our primary school at Ackland closed, one teacher school, and the siding was Sugarloaf Siding.
Wow. There's a Sugarloaf identity going on.
There you are. And I reckon it'd take 25 years to fill that visitor's book as well.
They should twin, shouldn't they?
Absolutely. Good on you, Adam. There he is. Lovely fellow. Adam Gilchrist in London.